Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Michael Law, and we're so glad that you are here on this Wednesday afternoon, hump day. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. I have a whole list of shows coming your way here, and hope you'll join us along here. And our first show, Kristen Joy joins us, and psychic, and she's going to, she's a spiritual psychic advisor, teacher, healer. So she's going to be taking your phone calls here on Journey into the Light. So call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay, to have a question. Press the 1 on your phone. And if you would like to contact our guests, the contact information is listed on the show page. The link is there, phone number for Kristen. All that's right there, all beautifully laid out for you. And don't forget about the homeless mission, the love in action. That is so important to us as a community, a spiritual, loving, other type of people. And that's who we are, right? We're all spiritual. Spiritual is loving our brothers and sisters. So if you haven't already, please join us and give a donation, please, and help those others, you know, that don't have a home, don't have four walls around us, We might think we have it hard, and a lot of us do, but you know, you gotta stop and look right around, like I am right now, and I got four walls around me, so I'm very grateful. I tell you that almost people, most of them that I speak to, either have a shopping cart, a park bench, or a tent. Or some have sleep out of their cars. That's their options. So, yeah. So the link is on the show page right there. The GoFundMe link is right there. So there you go. Okay, let's go to our phone lines here, and let's bring in our guest, Christian Joy, to the show. Welcome back. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Doing good. How are things going for you?
Oh, beautiful. It's a beautiful day, and close to 80 today here in Michigan, and it's actually sunny, so that's an even bigger benefit. So here we are.
Well, great. That's good. Well, Christian, do you want to tell everybody kind of a little bit about you? Maybe folks who are hearing you for the first time, and then if you want to segue into your topic, that'd be awesome. And then we'll just kind of dive into callers after that.
All right. Sounds good. Well, yeah, happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Really appreciate this opportunity to get to share my gifts and all that good stuff. So I started on my path probably, 15, 16 years ago. And that was via segue of many, many years prior to not knowing really, truly what life is about. And not that everyone ever really does, but, you know, it was kind of like just being lost for the most part in a world that didn't get me. And that is what it is. So you do the best you can with what you got from where you're at. And, you know, like just grew up very blessed, though, you know, in, like I said, a very traditional home and religious views and so on and so forth. And then time went on, like I said, just kind of like an epiphany of sorts of there has got to be more to life than this. And like I said, I was attuned to Reiki first time probably, like I said, 16 years ago. And it was like, wow, you know, hello. And an answer to a long-awaited prayer. Because even when I had that epiphany of there's got to be more life to life than this, it was, it was still a good 10 plus years before I had found Reiki and angel cards and, you know, discovered this other world that is already readily available to us. You know, it's believing in some things that are unseen and things that are really not traditional and some that, and they're getting there that, you know, you got to have the scientific, but whatever. So as time's gone on, just it's been molding or morphing, I should say, into doing, I became a massage therapist. And because I kind of found that after all my experiences, everything that I've gone through, that I wanted to be that gentle touch for someone else, so to speak, or a gentle presence, a kind and loving presence for other people. And then, you know, my psychic gifts had opened up more, and it just seemed so natural to, I kind of fell into going and doing more with the readings. And, you know, I still did Reiki, and I still, you know, more so with myself, but also learning about crystals and, you know, the energy and about the world that is for many unseen. So here we are, you know, some years later, and I'm very blessed and very grateful. I have my four walls and then some, and I got up today and I had a bed to sleep in. I'm very grateful. So if everyone listening could definitely please, you know, check out the Homeless Project or, you know, check in your own community and You know, every little bit counts, whether you do something big or just a simple, small, random act of kindness. It does make, it is such a ripple effect that we can't see it, you know. But I'm very blessed. I get to see and experience things more and more these days. And so last week I had talked briefly about energy, and I kind of wanted to segue a little bit more into sort of on the topic, but for me, like one of the things I mentioned just recently was about crystals. And I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, scientific end of things, and that, you know, the crystals have been around, you know, since the earth was formed, and they keep morphing. But, you know, it's, for me, when I got onto this path, it was, I was, you know, I knew I was in a world that most of the time that was very negative, and I had to find a way through it somehow, and, you know, not depending on any medications or whatever, and it's still a work in progress. But with the use of the energy work and crystals and, you know, animal, I've talked about animal guides or spirits, you know, it's the mineralogical kingdom is something that is very much a part of us, but that we can utilize the crystals in different ways. And they have specific, each one has specific jobs. So they, you know, still hold an energy or vibration that can help us in very subtle ways. So for me, it was, I just gravitated towards, I loved rocks as a kid and, you know, again, didn't know why, but I thought, ooh, they're just pretty. And, you know, my birthstone is sapphire and, you know, but I love the sapphires and the amethysts and the rubies and so on and so forth. You know, so as time went on, just finally kind of found out why. You know, I really love, I love holding rocks. I love skipping them in the lake. And, you know, I had a rock collection when I was a kid. And now years later, it's like, oh, okay, now I know why. And to find out that they, like I said, they have a certain signature vibration, and each one can help in different ways, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. You know, if, and again, it's never a substitute for, you know, your professional medical, you know, advice and whatnot. But it's, for me, because of the harsh environments and people that I've been around in my life, I needed something more gentle. And, you know, the crystals kind of speak to me in a way that is just that. It's very gentle, it's very loving, it's very kind. And things that, you know, they still, in a sense, call to me, that when I'm having a rough day or whatever, it's like, okay, sit down, meditate, grab a crystal or two or 10. And, you know, my family will say I'm kind of a nut that way, but that's okay. I'm good with that, trust me. So utilizing the crystals, that energy, you know, just whether you carry it in your pocket or in your car or you have it at work, you know, it's something that, you know, do your research. And I tell everyone that, you know, definitely don't, you don't have to take my word for it, but many, you know, out there love just the fact of what they look like. So they come polished, they come raw, and different people tell you different things about crystals and how to take care of them. So you kind of have to, you know, follow your heart and your intuition, and, you know, it'll help guide you. And then lastly, you know, follow your heart. And if you feel drawn to something, then that means, hey, maybe you should check it out just a little bit more. It could be a good tool for you to use for whatever it is. Maybe you need help focusing. Maybe you need a little more mental clarity. Maybe you need help sleeping, you know. So, again, they have all different kinds of jobs, and crystals are a fabulous, natural, holistic way to, it's, you know, part of a well-rounded approach with, like I said, a holistic care, self-care, health management kind of a thing, you know. So but steps at a time. And if anybody ever has any questions, you know, you can always contact me, and I'll do what I can to help guide you in whatever way is going to be best for you. So It's an individual thing. So, anyways, that's kind of about it. And like for today, which is very cool, I was going to talk just briefly. I didn't want to take up a lot of time on this, but today is a new moon. And for those listening, Moonstone, if you are feeling guided to maybe your intuition's waking up more and then look into that stone. It's beautiful. It's calming. There's, you know, it just has its own a gift, so to speak, an energy signature. So anyways, that's kind of about it. So if you want to, we can get on to talking with some callers.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for all that, Kristen. That was really fabulous. I really enjoyed listening to that. A lot of great information there. So,
Thank you. And so
let's go to callers. Yes, sounds great. And again, the number to call in, folks, is 347-884-8245. And if you want to contact Kristen, set up private sessions, or just, you know, the website is listed here on the show page, ChristianJoyLife.net, and phone number 586-291-6039, 586-291-6039. But again, all of that information is listed right here on the show page. Can't miss it. Let's go to area code 562. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Yvonne calling from California.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. My question is, how am I doing with spirituality? Am I on the right path in life?
If you're questioning it, you must be on it. It's all good. Well, if you can give me a second here. I normally try not to use cards too much because, like I my thing is I believe that we have the power within us all. But once in a while, there's something that calls to me, and I choose to listen to it. So for you, same thing. There's a particular, it's a really cool card deck, and that's called the Angels and Gemstone Guardian Cards by Margaret Ann Lembo. And each one has a particular crystal on it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, you know, and then there's also a little affirmations on the back. So the one that came up for you is kyanite. So I don't know if you're familiar with crystals or not.
No, I'm not.
And that's okay. Don't worry about it, hon. It's all good. And this one's kind of nice because it's a blue. This one has a little bit more of a leaning more towards an indigo blue. But it's a beautiful stone, especially for gently, lovingly aligning your chakras, especially if you've been feeling confused or, you know, if life has just been a little bit off lately. And that it could be, too, why you're having a little bit difficult decision and wondering what the heck is going on. You know, where did it go? What happened to my past? I thought I was supposed to be doing something here. And it's all good, you know. So this crystal is kind of a cool one because it's great for your boosting your own intuition.
Okay, great.
And yes, you're fine. Don't worry about it, hon. Don't question it. I mean, question it if you want to. That's up to you. And that we are so fun and so human that, but we're also, either, you know, spiritual being having a human experience or vice versa. Who knows? But if you can, trust as much as you can. Keep going with what you're doing. I do see changes for you, and that's just because you've chosen. You've made a choice with this, and that, it's kind of like a, because your life, you wanted a little bit more depth and meaning and, you know, to every area of your life. And heading down this adventure is a great way to do it.
Okay, great. Do you see any particular changes that's coming for me that you can send out or?
Career, because there's questions there, and some confusion, and I'm not seeing anything really drastic. It looks like it's going to be kind of a progression for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and relationships. That is what it is, and things do change when you start doing any of this, because you're kind of like, I want to improve my life, whatever that means for me, and I'm not going to stop until that happens. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
And, okay. Card that I picked, too, the affirmation was kind of cool. It just is talking about how it says, my chakras are balanced and in perfect alignment. I live my life harmoniously and energy flows through me effortlessly. I am a channel of divine wisdom and my intuition is enhanced. I easily connect with the source and all that is.
Okay. Great.
So
sounds
if
good.
If you want the connect, or if you want to contact me or whatever, I can take a picture of this card, and then, or I can either or email you the affirmation on it.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck. Oh my gosh, keep in touch. Let me know how things are going.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks for your call, Yvonne. All right, we're going to go next then to area code 940 with Christian Joy. And welcome to the program. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
This is Tammy. I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you.
I just have a couple of things that, life is causing stressors and health issues with me, but just wanted to see how to get past it and also how to relieve that stress better.
Oh, good old stress. Isn't it fun?
No, it's not.
But it's also the best that you can do with attitude. And I know that's a simplistic thing, but, the best thing you can do is take it a day at a time. And I don't know which, physically that I'm not – that you can still do some very simple things, breathing. If you can just take time out of the day, we have plenty of time to, go to the bathroom. We have plenty of time to do other things. So if you can just work on some very simple breathing, it's getting outside. If you can get outside, we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off, so to speak. Sorry for the graphic. But it sounds like you have, you're rushing. You're trying to rush through everything because nothing makes sense.
Yes, it feels like I don't have enough time.
The funny thing is we have plenty of time. It's just the life that we've kind of created for ourselves. And, some people think, well, I didn't do that. And I'm like, well, we kind of did. We have to do the best that we can. And, no matter what's going on around us to, get back to some very, some simplistic activities, things, life, and trust that your needs and everything will be taken care of. The power is truly within us, and it's just remembering that no matter what's going on, because the outside influences, and it does take, it's a constant practice, even for me, to not allow myself to be basically, because I am a professional at this. I am a ninja when it comes to, running around in 100 different directions. Everything's got to be just so. It has to be perfect. And then hitting the wall out of burnout.
Yeah.
And so for you, it's kind of that reclaiming your life. That it doesn't mean that you're not going to have, other things that you need to do or activities or family or whatever. But it's really, truly, it's putting your foot down and saying, no, enough is enough. I'm going to claim a healthy life for myself. Affirm it, visualize it, feel it, know it's done, because I know, okay. I believe our prayers are heard and answered. And it's maintaining as best we can that faith. And you really are. It's just life throws us curves. And, you can either learn how to flow with it or rage against it. And let me tell you, that, causes more issues good old ego or whatever.
Right.
I know your health, that's just a work in progress for you right now. You're learning. If you can look at that, all of this as that you're learning. You're learning about yourself and things in your life that maybe, you know, you need to take a little closer look at.
Right.
But you're doing a good job. You are still here. You're plugging away, you know. You're learning how to navigate this world, especially as it's changing too.
And
you
I'm
know?
Happy. I'm really happy, honestly.
Yeah. That's why I said you are doing really, really, really good. I had pulled a card also for you. This is kind of a neat one that quickly I'll go through again. This is from what's called her name is Margaret Ann Lembo. It's called the Angels and Gemstone Guardian Cards. And just absolutely beautiful. It's kind of cool because the picture actually has what looks like two hearts on here. So it's talking about, have you been feeling scattered lately and are you unable to focus on what's important?
Yeah.
So it just says, look at all that is going on around you. Prioritize your intentions. Focus on one thing at a time. And also grounding yourself so you can accomplish your goals. Because when we are, like, scattered and all over the place, you know, we need to stop, breathe. What is truly most important in any and every day? And the more you keep plugging away at this, the easier it does get. It really does.
Okay.
Because
and what was the
The gemstone is actually called black obsidian.
Okay.
And they had an affirmation on the back. It just says, I am focused and stay on track until a matter or situation is settled or complete. I accomplish what I set out to do. I pay attention and listen carefully. I am attentive to my own needs and the needs of others.
Okay, that's cool.
And again, if you would like me to email you the affirmations on this or whatever, just, you know, send me an email and then I will do that. And also, if you'd like, I can put you on my Reiki grid, and that's just something that constantly sends healing.
Okay. I would appreciate it. What's your email address?
No. It's kristenjoylife@gmail.com. And it's also on the radio show page. Just in case.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Miss Tammy. My goodness. Yeah, let me know how you're doing, though, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Tammy. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Wow, that time flies by, Kristen. I really enjoy your shows. Where did it go, right?
I'm like, where did it go?
I know. Too fast. But, well, we're lucky you were coming back next week, so looking forward to that very much. But thanks for sharing with us here this afternoon. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone and all listeners, and to you, Michael, for all that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. And your contact information for all the listeners is on the show page. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday. Take care.
Awesome. Have a great week. Thanks.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. That's Kristen Joy to the show. And always awesome to have her on. Okay. The schedule for the rest of the day, folks, we're going to take where I got. No one knows this but me as the host, but in my ear, it always counts down the last 90 seconds. So a big loud voice will come on and it'll say in my ears, like 90 seconds and then 60 seconds. So sometimes you have to learn to talk while that's in your ear. Of course, you get used to it after 9 years. Anyway, what's our schedule today, Mike? We're going to take an hour off now and then we'll be back here and with Shannon Lipson. And then we're going to be joined with the Nashville's astrologer for an hour, and then Carol will be here. Carol's going to do the hour, and Carol's got a couple shows left, so she's going to do 2 weeks, I think, of an hour, and then Barbara will be back, and Barbara and I will just do shows together. So I think it's best to kind of give them separate shows, you know, and so that's kind of how, and then Lisa Zayas will finish it off at 9. Okay, that's our plan. Thanks, Bonnie, and we'll see everybody in an hour. Thanks, everybody.